This is the Universal Wrestling Podcast. Inside the ring.
Outside the ring.
It's all here.
We're talking about the greatest sport of all, professional wrestling.
Come on.
And now, here's Nick and Keith.
Welcome back to the Universal Wrestling Podcast. My name is Nick. His name is Keith. Baby, we are on the road to WrestleMania, and we got a special, yes, a special episode for you, and it's all about you. The callers, Keith,
right,
called in, left a message on the UW Pod voicemail, and we have six voicemails to respond to. So
hell yeah.
I'm excited. On the road to WrestleMania, we'll be there night two. What do you got, brother? How you doing? What's up?
I'm so excited. Every friggin' day that passes, I'm just like, okay, it's happening. It's happening.
TikTok.
Going to WrestleMania. I can't believe this. Looking forward to some good calls. I mean, it's been a while since we heard from the people. Always like getting the calls. It's been a real long time. I feel like this isn't, we've been taking calls since like, first like month in.
Yeah.
So looking forward to it.
Yeah, special times, cause for special measures. I don't know what I'm saying here, but let's get to the callers. Like, let's get to the first call. Here we go, brother.
Hey, it's Tommy from South Philly. Hey, can you hear me? Oh, okay, good. Question for y'all. Who's a male or female superstar you're hoping to see pop up at WrestleMania, even if they're not on the card right now, huh? Who is it?
All right, Tommy.
Tommy, thank you, man. I mean, Keith,
Tommy,
I'll get right into it. I'll just talk about the obvious.
Jump in.
The obvious ones, you know, the Jade Cardgills, the maybe a Dom Mysterio, DIY, Liv Morgan's another obvious one. I mean, Cena, Nia Jax seems like maybe she should be on the card, but I'm not going to say the guy that I think you're going to say. So I'll let you go and then I will tag along behind. But let's hear it, Duder.
Yeah, man. So this is a tough one. I'm not gonna lie. Everyone that I think is gonna be there is already on the card for it. The biggest one sticking out for me, I think we end up seeing the Duder himself, Chad Gable. I feel like he's gonna be there. He's gonna be involved in some way. He's gonna do something or other, messing with that IC title match. Cena, you mentioned, absolutely. I also saw an interesting thing on X today, or Twitter, or whatever we're supposed to be calling it nowadays, where so we're recording this after Monday Night Raw on the 25th, where Cody got all bloodied up by The Rock. So in that segment, when he takes him out, he's outside with him, everything, they're by the production trucks. The production truck that they're in front of has Cena and Stone Cold on it.
Nice.
And somebody on the socials there pointed out, like, everything is for a reason in WWE, and they were showing other pictures of, like, they got a ton of, like, their WrestleMania trucks now.
Yeah.
That are all the green themed, and Cody's on them, and Roman, and all your stuff you already know, and they're like, could have easily been any of those trucks, because it's WrestleMania, this is WrestleMania feud, whatever, so, like, maybe we're seeing a little Stone Cold action there. Plus, like, I think this one's a tough one to call, because, like, it's WrestleMania 40. It's one of like the round. It's the big numbers. Like, I expect to see everybody there. I expect Stone Cold. I expect to see Mick Foley. I expect to hear a gong. I expect one of the nights we're going to get a gong and Taker's going to come out, you know? But yeah, I think we get Gable. And then for women, I mean, you kind of nailed everyone that I would have thought of too. I think we get Jade or Bianca. Maybe Charlotte at least showing up and waving, or maybe Charlotte pulls a Super Cena and she's not supposed to be back for like 6 more months or whatever, but she comes out and has an impromptu match against, you know, name it, whoever.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah. Those are the obvious ones. And, you know, like WrestleMania 40, like you said, it's a round number. So you would want to see the legends, but we're going to get into, I think, one of the voicemails is about implications of WrestleMania 40 after the fact. Whatever goes down, what happens, what does that mean for the future of the WWE? So I would want to see legends for a number 40 because it's a big deal. But I think this WrestleMania without legends is fine. I don't think we need Cenas. I don't think Liv Morgan, what are you going to do, throw her into a tag team match, a ladder match, a battle royale? It doesn't make sense. Jade, is she really ready? I mean, she needs, I think she needs a lot more time. 6 months is not enough. I mean, you saw how she was wrestling in AEW. She just doesn't have it just yet. Maybe she does in the future with the proper training, but go ahead.
I think, no, I think Jade, they just, they're, everyone that I kind of mentioned, I don't see that. I don't necessarily see them being in a match.
Oh, in a match.
Like, she added to the card necessarily.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jade's a great example there. Jade, if they were going to give Jade a match, they needed to start building it right after the Rumble.
Well, they did.
Everyone was stoked to see her. Everyone was all about it. Everything was all in there. You got to start building a good match to get us interested.
Yep.
As it is now, where we are, you know, like 2 weeks out.
Yeah.
She showed up last week and said she's going to be on SmackDown officially this week. Like, cool.
Yep.
That sounds good, I guess. But like, it's not enough time.
No. No.
And on top of that, I don't want it to be, it's not enough time to build to a good match. And I don't want it to be, she shows up on SmackDown, officially a SmackDown superstar. She shows up there, she's cutting a promo, and like friggin' Natty comes out and is like, who do you think you are? I'm the one that runs things. Now we're going to fight at WrestleMania. Like, no.
Or not even WrestleMania. She challenges Jade at like WWE World or something. It's like no.
Right. Like
let her cook. Yep.
That's what I mean. Let it be like,
yep.
If you held off this long, you already kind of dropped the ball. Like, it held off, says we're not going to get her at Mania, and that's fine. Don't force something in there just to get it now because you think it's ready in time to go. Like, no, you missed the boat and it's fine. Just fix the boat now and get it next time.
Yep. Don't rock the boat, baby.
That's right.
I know how passionate you are and how you feel about Gable. I'm not the same way with Dom, but I do believe he deserves a spot on WrestleMania. Again, I said deserves. I got to stop saying that. But he's earned his spot on the WrestleMania card. It's two nights. And last week, he gets involved with his father. Like, it's come on, man.
Run it back. Father, son.
Just in the shadows of Rhea. And that's for a good reason. I mean, she's just phenomenal, but he needs a main story. He needs a story to build to, and it's just too late. And I'm a little upset that he's going to get involved with Ray. I get it. It's his father, but we've seen that, man. We've seen that. It's over with. Mask versus hair. I saw, I'm just not that interested. I want to see him. I know maybe it was going to be Brock, and then maybe that would lead to Gunter. And I just, I'm disappointed that Dom's not having not a main event, but a singles match at WrestleMania. You know, that's, he earned that, you know, as much as he is that, you know, in the shadows of Rhea, he's over. I don't care if you use the boo sound effects from, you know, the tech, whatever, the WWE.
If they're using that sound, it's to enhance what's already happening. That's not like they're not trying to just make their own thing like we did during the Thunderdome. Like, we're already booing. You're just making it sound
more heavy. Yeah. So he'll definitely have a spot somewhere. What I'm saying is it's a little too late for me. I'm not excited. I mean, we're going to be there. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
It's just the fact that it's like, what are you waiting for? Like, you had so much opportunity, and don't tell me Brock screwed plans up. You knew it. You knew what was going to happen, and you still didn't have, make it Dom versus Gable. Make it Dom versus, I don't know, someone. Make it The Rock, maybe, or not The Rock. Cena could come back. I don't know. He didn't really do much for Theory or Solo, but maybe something with Taker, because didn't Dom say something about Mommy and McCool or something? Maybe you could put that together. I don't know, but I'm just disappointed. Maybe Cole comes out, has another match against Dom. I don't know, but I'm heated. What do you think? You want to get to the next question?
Yeah, we can.
The next caller.
The next caller.
Here we go. Let me find the voicemail. Okay, it's this one. Let's hear it.
Oscar and Nick and Keith, I love your show, guys. I got a question for you. If a women's tag team title match, including on the card, which team do you believe should be the challengers for this women's tag team title match at WrestleMania?
All right.
Okay.
All right.
He didn't leave his name or his number, but Keith,
sorry.
You want to take this one?
Yeah. So that's, I mean, you know me and my relationship with the women's tag team title.
Yes.
I think, like we were just kind of talking about with the previous call here, like, it's, we're getting to a point that, like, I don't know that the match cards are all, like, solidified and everything for both nights, and it's fine if they're not, but, like, to kind of just we're at a point of like just shoehorning new stuff in. It's not going to be like exciting matches. So if you're trying to do favors for the women's tag titles, this ain't going to be the way to do it.
It's too late. Just like the whole exactly. Dom thing.
It's too late.
It's like, too late.
You know, and I don't want just like a pre-show match for it because all you're doing is just showing that you really don't care about them. So what's exactly. the point of still having them then?
And I don't want to see Natalya either.
I don't either.
No, thank you.
And I won't even lie. I thought like crossed my mind like it'll be Natalya and Knox yep. for some reason. I don't know Eva why that, Marie that will team come back. Exists. But
yeah.
No, I mean, I would – if they're going to put one on, though, if they're going to try to shoehorn one in, I want people that I like to get a payday out of it. So I would want to see – Carter and Chance again, yes. try to get him back.
They should have never lost.
Honestly, really, I'd love to see Chelsea and Piper get him back because I fucking love both of them. And yeah. I would love both of them to get the WrestleMania payday. Whether they win or not, just to get a WrestleMania payday. Or even like something. I know a lot of people probably hate me saying this because like she just got back and they don't want to see her getting all shoehorned back anywhere or anything. Yeah. But like a Naomi and like Bianca tag team. Or something, you know, like, yeah. You know, because there's already been the things going on a little bit with like Naomi's helping Bayley, but Bianca's not. But they're all together against Damage Control because there's been issues in the past and da 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 da. Da. So like maybe there's some kind of thing of like Naomi Bianca joining yeah. forces and they take on the Kabukis for the titles. But I yeah. don't know. That feels even forced. So I don't know how good that is a thing either. But
yeah,
you know,
it just seems like it's involved in that storyline with Bayley and that. Just Bayley's storyline in itself is just lackluster. I don't know if they're doing it on purpose, like you've hinted a few streams in right. a while ago that they're doing that on purpose. But it just seems like if there's anything that's going to happen, it's going to be a super team. It's going to be a Bianca and a Jade, a Bianca and Naomi going one-on-one with the Kabuki Warriors. Just again, you know, what can you do? What can you right. do? It's too late to build the storyline. It's too late to have them involved in another storyline because they're involved with Bayley's storyline. So again, that's convoluted. That's getting it. Again, I'm thinking, you know, I'm really diving deep into this, yeah. but most people are, you know, who cares? Tag titles. But, you know, the callers call in and we're going to answer the question.
Yeah.
If it's anyone, I don't think Chance and Carter should have ever lost. I get Agreed. Why they did it, but they were just on point. I mean, they're just so – it's just – they're like – they're so good together, and I don't think that Carter's ever messed up. I mean, she's just
– criminally yeah. short title run.
Which one's Chance? I forget.
Katana Chance is the smaller one.
The one from the Warrior
yes.
gymnastics
American
show.
Ninja yeah. Warrior, yeah.
Yeah, she used to date at Ricochet, or she used to date
she
Ricochet.
Did. She
yeah.
did.
That's it's correct. Either super team or bust. I mean, like, what else gets you going
other than should not have lost the titles. I'm 100% in agreement with you on that. They had I don't remember what I was looking at stuff for like women's tag champion stuff and like they had their reign was only like a month ish long.
Yeah, but it was entertaining.
Ridiculous. It is, but I'm saying it's ridiculous that it was that short because like. You know,
oh yeah.
What, without getting all riled up about it and everything, like
I am.
To me, the big thing for like having women's tag titles is you need to establish an actual women's friggin' tag division,
yeah.
and they have been tagging together and won the NXT Women's Tag Team Championships when they existed. They have yeah. been going together as a tag team since NXT. They came together a while back. They came together when Shotzi was still down there. Like they have been. Going for a minute as a tag team. That's yeah. how you build a division is by having established teams and have them hold the titles. Use that in the storyline. Like out of anybody who's in this friggin' division, we have yeah. been together and know each other the best. We're going to show you how good we are by beating everybody. Now we have the titles. Show us that you guys can friggin' be yeah. in the same league as us.
Yep.
But
Keith, unfortunately, I think it's sort of like the 24/7 title. I think it's just so far gone that there's no way to do anything with it. I mean, even if you bring back Too Cool and have them, it's just like it just doesn't make sense to even have the titles anymore. They need to just maybe what they could do is just. Make it one title and call it the European IC Women's title and right. go from there. Then they have a better opportunity. They have more opportunities to have singles matches. I know, 2-on-2 fills up the card, fills up the people get more opportunities to tag together and to, you know, know, actually hold a title in the WWE. But I mean, they're too far gone. It's just like, okay, everybody's got their time. Everybody's gotten their payday. Let's make it a singles title and let's just have the legitimate women win it. Let's not just say, oh, Natty, what are you doing? Can you tag and can you be a champion again for the titles for the third time? Or, you know, it's just Kabuki Warriors didn't need it and they took it away from a great opportunity. It's just, it's a mess. It's a mess ever since Banks and Bayley said, I'm done with this. And they cried on the hotel floor and they, you know, Banks left and Bayley is doing whatever she's doing. But yeah, I, in my opinion, there's nothing you can do. I think
when
it's
they came
too far gone, bro.
When the titles, when they announced the titles, that was the golden time because they announced them. We still had the Riot Squad. We had Absolution. We had the Iconics.
Oh, yeah. That's the whole point. Yeah.
We had Bliss and Nikki Cross. We had the Boston Hug Connection. Like, we had the teams. And then within like less than a year almost, they were just like, nope, we're releasing so many of them and getting them out of here. And like, what was the point of introducing them then? You know?
I mean,
I don't know. I don't want to get all fired up on that. Let's, we can shift. We can go to the next caller because I'm gonna.
All right, let's get to the next caller here. Let's do it. Here we go.
Hi. Yeah, I was wondering. Do you think the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal and Women's Battle Royal should be reinstated onto the WrestleMania card overall?
Hey, that's a good question. Again, they don't leave their name or number. We can't call them back, but thank you tuning in and thank you for leaving us a message on our voicemail. I'll take this one. Business decision, I get it. What the hell is a SmackDown before WrestleMania? Absolutely nothing. I mean, what can you do? You know, it should be just pre-recorded and, you know, that's that. But, you know, it makes sense to have something before to maybe finalize a storyline, which they probably I don't remember the last time the SmackDown before Mania meant anything. So what do you do? Shit, that's a good idea. Let's put the Battle Royales on SmackDown. Okay. But what does that do? You know what it does? It makes it worth as much as the tag titles, you know? It makes it worth as much as the 24/7 title. Or when LA Knight won the Slim Jim.
Slim Jim.
Yeah, it's like, what are we doing? Yeah, I get it. Again, LA Knight's getting an opportunity. Natty's finally getting her fourth title reign with the tag team champion or the titles. We get it. We understand it. We get it's a business decision, but it's not a good decision. You need that on the card. So everybody that's not on the card can get their spot, maybe get some more money and be in their arena in Philadelphia. That's cool. You know, doing a WrestleMania as a, in a battle royale. I mean, a lot of women and a lot of men will never see WrestleMania. Will never get the opportunity to walk down the aisle and just soak it in and look at it and just say, holy shit, this is my life. You know, they won't get that.
Yeah.
So you put it on SmackDown? Nah, man. I don't dig it. I think it doesn't just hurt WrestleMania. I think it hurts Andre the Giant. Not that, you know, that the legacy is like a Hulk Hogan where he's a racist prick. You know, it's not that bad of an you know, of a legacy destroyer. But still, it's like Andre the Giant, like. Come on, man. Just name it the Big Show Battle Royal if you're going to give it that much disrespect or the Gonzalez, you know, like what the hell are you doing for Andre the Giant? It's just it means nothing. And I get it. You know, the past before it was on SmackDown, they had a bunch of celebrities like Gronk was there once. They had another one. So
it was like a pre-show.
Yeah, I get it. But I'm over this. What do you got? Let's hear it.
So I think I love a Battle Royal. All the time. I'm always a fan of it. Obviously, the Royal Rumble's the best kind, but like I'm down for a, you know, cutting to starting to, you know, starting the match and there's like, you know, 30 guys in a ring already together and just all hell breaks loose for a little, you know.
Yeah.
I love a Battle Royal. I always have. And I don't know if that makes me a good or a bad fan, but whatever. My issue with both of them is that I'm all for moving them back to the main WrestleMania card if they're going to give them like actual stakes of some kind.
That's
like
another
from the
point.
Time that it started. Even the very first one was Cesaro, right? No, he wasn't the first one.
I think Big Show, right?
Was Big Show the first one, and then it was Cesaro the next year throwing him out.
I'll look it up, but
or whatever, whatever. From the time that it's been a thing, it just hasn't been a thing. Like it's never mattered. You win the big trophy with Andre on the top, like neat. No one carries that around with them or does anything. I'm pretty sure one year, whoever it was that won it, there was a storyline where within like a week of them winning it, somebody broke it.
Yeah.
Like destroyed the thing for it. So like if you're going to make it something like King of the Ring used to be, because that's a different video for a different day and stuff. But like King of the Ring used to be when you won King of the Ring, it was like winning the Rumble. Like you eventually, you were set as King of the Ring. You were guaranteed to have a title shot down the line. Awesome. If you want to do that for the Andre or for the Women's Battle Royal, like you're guaranteed a title shot somewhere down the line, whatever. Great. Then, put them back on the WrestleMania card. Bring everybody in. Let them get their payday. You know, that's like all you really want out of any of this stuff being added anywhere is to get the people that you like that aren't on the card a good payday. So I'm all for that. But there's got to be something behind it. I don't want, as much as I want, Otis to have a WrestleMania payday, I don't want Otis's WrestleMania payday because he's in the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, even if he wins it, like when it's, 4 o'clock in the afternoon in Philly on Sunday. Like, no, I want to, I want him to get paid, but not for that nonsense. Like, don't make him travel. Just let him stay home. Like,
Cesaro was the first.
So it was Cesaro first by throwing out Big Show on the next year when he threw out Mizdow at the end, when we all thought it would be Mizdow.
Corbin, Mojo, Matt, Strowman, Jay, Madcap Moss, and they felt bad for Lashley, so they gave it to him. But,
Forgot about Matt Hardy winning it. Yeah, like that's the whole point, though. It's like we just sat here just being like, wait, so who
– Yeah.
Like it's – If they want to give it something real, awesome. Put it back on. If you're not, leave it where it is. Who cares?
Yep. I think at the end of the day, that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
You know, as much as it's nice to have, that guy that, doesn't really get on Raw or SmackDown, or that woman that doesn't, she doesn't get enough time in the spotlight. It's really all about what it can do for that superstar. And you win it, and it's just like you hold the trophy for the night or that week, and then it's gone. It's like, okay, on to the next. It didn't do anything for Big Show. It didn't do anything for Cesaro when he was the first, winner. It didn't do anything for Mojo. Let's see. Mojo's not there. Madcap's not there. Cesaro's not there. Hardy's not there.
Big Show's not there. Sandow's not there. No one the only one that you named that's still there is friggin' Strowman and Corbin.
Corbin, Uso, and Lashley.
All right.
Yeah, so
that's right. Oh my God, I forgot.
Yeah, everybody thought Jay's going to win it, and it's like, okay, this is going to do something. It didn't do anything. The storyline with the bloodline did something for Jay and Jimmy. Let's get to it, baby. Let's get to the meat of the questions. Let's get to the next caller. Here we go.
Hey, how you doing? What are the implications of WrestleMania 40 for the future of the WWE?
That's a good one.
That is a really good
one. Hey, yo, hey, it's Jimmy from South Philadelphia. Keith, I'll let you take this one because I was a little long on the last one.
Let's you're good, man. Yeah, so, I mean, this one really, to me, the implications for it, implications for this WrestleMania for, like, WWE and everything moving forward is I feel like this one more than ever is, like, really, like, nut up or shut up time. Because it's, like, it's the first Mania that's, like, completely free of McMahon anything.
Oh, that's a good point.
I like didn't entirely even look at it. Like last year he was out, but he was there, but he wasn't, but he is, but he's not, and it's Triple H's. Oh, like this year that's he's gone one. Entirely. Yeah. All McMahon everything is gone. I mean, unless you're Ronda Rousey who thinks that he's still somehow controlling him, whatever. Maybe he is, what do we know? But on paper, again, this one is the first year it's gonna be completely free of any sort of influence of him at all. So I just think even with that aside, that's just like a thing that's like important to think about. But like, in general, I just feel like, well, even with that in mind, like with it being something that's like all on Triple H, he's the one that's going to lead everything for the foreseeable future. I think it's got to deliver on all fronts or else you risk losing some people. And I think the biggest thing for that is that the biggest thing to help with that, in my humblest of opinions, is this has to be the WrestleMania 40 needs to be the beginning of the end of the Bloodline.
Yeah.
I know, you know, rewind, look elsewhere on the channel here, click on one of these things, wherever it is around us on YouTube and watch me talking on stream and saying about how the Bloodline storyline was like the best storyline going since like McMahon Austin back in the Attitude Era. And at the time that I said that, absolutely, it was for sure. Now, fast forward to where we are, March 26, 2024, and like, I'm struggling to care about the Bloodline, like all around. I'm struggling to care about them. So it's just gotta. That was a different tangent of things I got onto there, but so the implications are it's gotta deliver. The show's got to deliver on all fronts, or else you're running the risk of like losing some of your audience. People seeking out AEW and NWA and OVW and GCW and any of that. That's all going to be around in Philly during that week.
Yeah.
So you gotta deliver. That's the implication. Is it's you deliver or you risk losing it, because I'm going long here, but so there's also been a lot of talk of like people saying like we're back in this like boom period of wrestling again, like not quite to the Attitude Era, but like it is getting to be a point of like it's getting sort of mainstream ish kind of a little again, you know, Bad Bunny and stuff, like these world renowned people are talking about it, Logan Paul and all this and everything.
Yeah.
So like if WrestleMania 40 is the rousing success that we think and hope it will be and everything, I think we push it further into that, you know, mainstream of, you know, we see Logan Paul, you know, the legends coming back, or if Jake Paul shows up because he's promoting all this stuff with Mike Tyson, and hopefully Tyson comes and just kills him anyway, like he's gonna, you know, there's a lot of opportunity for it. It just got to deliver. And then, but that's my rant. What do you got?
I love that you took it that way, because I didn't even think about that. Like the whole McMahon thing, it's a new regime. I took it in a different direction, and you kind of alluded to it a little when you talked about the Bloodline. I mean, the Bloodline era started what? When it was winner take all, Brock versus Roman? What was that, 38? So,
Jesus, was it really?
I don't know, but we're in that era. We're in that Bloodline era. If you don't want to call it that, you can call it something else, but that's what it's been. That's been the main focus. That's been the main story. It's been Roman Reigns. It's been the Bloodline. And I think
that was 38. You're right. That was WrestleMania 38.
If the implication is that it just needs to deliver, and I know you said that, but I think the storyline is there needs to be a new era, and you know, I prefer to have Cody win. I think it makes the most sense, and we'll get into that, but it just seems like this Bloodline era is just, it's done and it's over, and it was great, just like the Attitude Era. You look back at it, it was great.
Absolutely.
It wasn't amazing. It wasn't a great storyline era for you know, for the superstars. It was just fun. It was just, that's what it was. That's what the Attitude Era was. But for this, it just seems like if Cody wins, there's a newer era. And that's also saying that there's a new regime. Because if you think about it, it started with Vince. And yes, Vince is a mastermind, but he's a loser. And we won't have to get into that. But it just, that's that. So I guess it's a little bit of what you said. It's a new era if Cody wins for the storyline, but it's also a new era for the WWE. Put the past behind.
Right.
Continue with what we got here. And then also, I mean, The Rock is like part of the main event. Like not the first night, but the second night. So the implications are what's next for The Rock? I mean, it's
what's he actually doing? Is he sticking around? Is this it? Is it Mania and he's out? Like,
what is he going to just show up and help Roman? I mean, what is that going to do? That's the same. The Bloodline story continues, but it can continue in a different aspect, but we'll get to that. Yeah. I mean, you said it perfectly and I just kind of reiterate it, but for me, it's like more storyline based implications than actual, you know, new regimes. For me, it's just like, it needs to happen. We need to just let go of the Bloodline storyline, and that can still be a storyline, but it cannot be the main focus. We need Cody to you know, take the title and do new things with whatever he wants to do. But yeah, I just think, I don't want to say it could have a, this could be potentially one of the greatest WrestleManias of all time, but I do think if you put everything together, like you said, I mean, Cody wins, Seth, you know, it just, there's a lot of implications, yes. Reality and also story base.
Right.
Yuppers. Yeah. Anything else? What do you got?
It's just, yeah, it's no, I mean, it's what we've just been all saying here. Like, it's just,
yeah.
It is. I like how you put it as an era because my wife's been with Taylor Swift and watched that stupid concert like 100 times. Oh,
Disney, but, yeah.
It was an era. It was a great story and everything. I feel like for me, it all started really. The wheels started coming off at when he fought Sammy. Not that I expected Sammy to win, but that's just like when it really was. Just like, oh look, we're doing the same things again, and now like. The Uso who turned is now back, but like then he's not again like 3 months later. Like it just kind of, it's getting too convoluted.
Yeah.
It's got to start to end here at Mania or else you're risking losing a lot of us to it because, you know. Yeah. But
yeah.
That's the
that's a big implication. That's what I'm talking about. Like we both talked about separate implications, reality base and also storyline base. I mean, it will affect the WWE after WrestleMania, maybe a week after, but there's going to be something that's going to be good or bad. And you know, fans like whatever they like. It's kind of like music, you know, it's universal. But deep down inside, if you look at it, business decision. Something's going to happen. I mean, it's just, you can't just keep going. You can't just say,
we can't just keep having the same story of the same story.
Yes. Yep. Well, let's get to the next caller here. Yeah. Let's go to it. Let's hear it, brother.
Baby, I got to know, with WWE in this, finish the story for my boy, Cody Rhodes. American Dream has to know, daddy. Does this mess up all credibility? It's my baby boy being a top baby face. Thank you for the question. And always remember, it's Dusty, it's Cody, and it's Gold Dust.
Damn, there we go. We got the whole family.
That was amazing.
Thank you, Dusty. Some
interdimensional being made of all the Rhodes boys. I love it.
And I guess for me, I guess, let me ask you this question and then we can dive a little more deeper into this. What does it mean to finish the story? I mean, can you answer that? Like, what does it mean? Are we talking implications again? That's why I wanted to bring this up. What does it mean to you to finish the story? Is it,
to me,
is it like it's the end all be all, or it's like, okay, well, we can finish it next year?
To me,
is there not allowed to be a next year, right? Does it have to be April 7th.
To me, finishing the story has been from the time that Cody's gotten back. Finishing the story is winning the big main WWE title because his dad didn't. Does that have to happen at Mania? I guess not. Should it? Yeah, that would be a bigger moment, and that really makes a big finish to the story rather than him winning it at, like, you know, Fastlane or something. Like, yeah, like you have an impactful one happen. So that's what finishing the story is to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think here they made such a big deal, and maybe it was by accident. I don't even know who started the whole finish the story. I do believe Michael Cole said it at one of the pay-per-views, and I think they just took the ball and they ran with it. I don't know if Cody actually said, I'm going to finish the story. I think Cole brought it up and then he heard it. And then, you know, whatever it is, you know, whatever it is what it is. But I think if you make such a big deal about it and then you have Roman win, what does that tell you as the audience? I mean, if you look at what they did with The Rock, they brought The Rock in to go one-on-one with his cousin, and they said, no, it's going to be Cody. Yes, I was trying to do it. I'll put a little sound effect here for LA Knight. So you bring him in, and then you say, no, Rocky, I don't care if you're the TKO president, the United States president. I don't give a shit who you are. It's Cody versus Roman. And then you have Cody lose. Yes, I don't – credibility, I think, is a weird, an odd word for pro wrestling, because it's just, you know, it's a story, it's story based, you know, of, you know, the steroids, the credibility for Bonds, it's really hurt him. A-Rod, it's really hurt him. Pete Rose and betting, it's reality. That really hurt them and their opportunity to get into right. the Hall of Fame and just to be who they are. But credibility for professional wrestling, I think you lose credibility if you're a Matt Riddle. You know, if you do something stupid, if you knock up a hooker, if you knock up a stripper, that the credibility, then you lose it. But if it's a storyline based, I'm not going to lose credibility in Cody Rhodes. I think that's that would be silly. But will it make me root for someone else? Maybe not Cody, because I'm a little tired. Yes, I think so. So maybe
right.
you can add the credibility. But for me, finishing the story is WrestleMania 40. It is April 7th. It is that night. It's the main event. It is Cody winning and doing it for his dad. And I don't want to see that at MSG. I don't want to see it at Backlash WrestleMania edition.
Right.
I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it in Australia. It needs to happen in Philly. And I think you don't just build it up and then what? You know, what right. do you do next? I mean, we'll get into that because I think we have another caller that talks about that. But what do you think? I mean, credibility, top baby face, does it does it risk Cody doing anything else? I don't know.
I think if Cody loses again, one, I think there's going to be riots. Two, in terms of like, you know, I don't think it necessarily undermines like his like baby faceness credibility. Yeah. Like, I don't think it makes him like it takes him away as any kind of less of a good guy, but like in general, like generally speaking, yeah, like it makes like everything he does or tries to say he's going to do and everything like way less believable in any way. Like, and I get, we all know, if you're watching this, you've heard somebody say, you know, it's fake, right? Like, yeah, shut the fuck up. So is Stranger Things. Okay. Yeah. But like, yes, we know that it's fake, but like, it's the boy who cried wolf thing. Like, if he loses this again after what has essentially at this point now been 2 years of being like, this is what I need to do, this is what I'm going to do, I'm going to vanquish this, whatever. Last year, I thought it was the right call for Roman to take it, and people were pissed, and I got all that, but like, look at where we are with Cody now. Like, everybody is just like, oh my God, it's got to be him. We're talking about, I'm saying, you know what I mean? Like.
We
accomplished that mission. So like, you're not going to get that again though. Going back to what we were talking about earlier about needing to hit and everything like that and potentially losing your fans. You have him lose again here. You're going to start losing people because no one's going to buy again. You can, you know, he loses twice in a row in these big matches like this and everything. He comes out leading into WrestleMania Backlash. Well, what do you guys want to talk about? The fact that I lost again? No, we don't want to talk about that. Cody, we don't really want to talk about anything you're going to do. And whatever you're going to say doesn't matter because you're going to friggin' probably lose again.
Yep.
Apparently, unless you're fighting Seth Rollins 100,000 times in a row when you first get back, you're just going to lose things.
That's, exactly.
You know, again, if he loses on Sunday the 7th, but.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think
it will hurt him in general. Yeah. Yes.
I think one last thing, and then we'll get to the next caller. I did discuss like storyline base, and you brought up Stranger Things, but I think if you're someone in the locker room and, you know, Cody loses again, it's like, A, he can't be the top face anymore because the next man up, somebody needs to deliver. You can't have 5 or 6 years of, I'm going to finish chapter one. I'm going to finish chapter two. I'm going to like, you know, somebody has to step up. Exactly. The Drew McIntyres. Well, not him. Give me someone. The Gables, the Gunters, like the mid card guys. The mid card guys need to step up. That's the whole thing. That's the whole process of evolution of the, you know, it's like he's done. All right, he had his time. Next man up. You can't just have the same thing over and over again. Bloodline storyline's a little different. We, you know, that I think that's an exception to the rule, but you can't just call your shots and say, you know, I'm writing Thomas Paine in Common Sense. Like the chapters
reference.
Yeah, the chapters in wrestling book cannot be, you know, that long. You cannot have that many chapters. It's going to start getting stale, and it, to an extent, every promo has gotten a little stale, but they've made it so realistic and reality based that I just, you know, I love it. But yeah, let's get to the next question. And it is this one. Let's hear what we got. right here.
What up, guys? Matty here. Quick question for Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes post-WrestleMania. If Roman Reigns keeps the title, who does he lose the title to after he breaks Hogan's record? And then the other, if Cody does finish the story, what's the next feud for him post-WrestleMania? Thanks again.
Thank you again. So if at WrestleMania, what's the next move? If Cody wins or if Cody loses, vice versa, Roman wins, Roman loses. Let's start with, since we just talked about Cody for 30 minutes, let's talk about Roman. Keith, if he loses, if he wins, pick one and let's hear it. What do you want to start with?
So if he loses, it depends on how he loses, of like what his next move is. If it's going to go down the way that I think it might go down, or the way, you know, whatever that I kind of want it to go down. I talked about it before. There's some nonsense between him and The Rock in the tag match on night one. So night two, Rock's out there, kind of turns on him. Doesn't necessarily do anything to like hurt Roman and like make it look like, Cody doesn't get a clean win, but like does something of like stopping Solo maybe, or Jimmy and whatever, like interference that way. So that Roman loses it clean, because it's got to be a clean loss. And then from there, with that loss, then we can get to having our Rock Roman maybe at SummerSlam.
Yeah.
If Roman wins, I mean, dude, like I talked about it earlier, like I'm just getting to the point that like it's kind of getting, if Roman retains, it's getting hard to care about who Roman fights. Like Punk, I guess. I don't know. Like, who knows at that point? Because if he retains it, it's just like, who's left? What do you want us to try to get behind? Because there's nothing left now. You spent 2 years building Cody to be the one. And then if you drop that ball again, good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck on whoever you are that's supposed to try to figure that out. Because I don't speak for all wrestling fans, but speaking for this particular wrestling fan, I don't care who his next feud's going to be. Even if it's one of my boys, even if it's KO and then KO is the one to take it, it's like, but this you're just sucks over. Now. Like, who cares? Yeah. Like, he beat KO 4 times. Why is it different this time? And now that he wins, it's just going to feel like it's a placeholder for them to get to wherever else they're going to get to after KO then. Like, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, if he loses, depending on how he loses, maybe we go toward The Rock. If he wins, I couldn't care any less, honestly. What about you? What do you got with Roman?
Yeah, I mean, let's take winning first. If he retains at WrestleMania, first of all, I don't think the Hogan record is even touchable. I don't think it is attainable, but I don't think in this era, I don't think Roman Reigns is the guy, just because it's time. I mean, if maybe Cody and the finish the story thing didn't happen, maybe we could have that. Maybe that could continue, just because, like you said, who's up next? I mean, Gunter, but what do you do there? I mean, it's just like, and it's stale too. So,
right.
What I say, I mean, if he wins, then he's going to lose it at some point. I don't think it's the next night, you know, at Raw, but I think it's a big moment. Something like the Netflix deal. Maybe he loses the first night of the new era on Netflix. I mean, you got to do something, and maybe that's what you do. I just pulled that out of my ass, but why would you do that, Nick, if he can somehow break Hogan's record, who's a racist piece of shit, and you want to wipe him from the books? I get it. If you want to wipe him from the history, I get it. But what can you do with a win? You can't do much. I mean, what do you do? You brought Rock back to do what? What did you bring the Rock back to do if he wins? You can't do anything. But if he wins or if he loses, then now you can revive the Bloodline story with the Rock and Roman, have him do his own thing. And Cody's going to win it, but he's going to have the same issue. I mean, who does he challenge? But I guess, for Roman, you could do something like maybe even a redemption story, but I think we all know what's going to happen. I think they revive the Bloodline storyline and they go one-on-one, and then that's over. Then maybe he gets thrown back into the mix, or he gets drafted to Raw. I don't know what the deal is, but at the end of the day, they brought the Rock back to Then again, that's convoluted too. They really brought him back to go one-on-one with his cousin, but
which is fine. We just got to get back to that, and we will, because we don't, you know, and that's fine. But there's ways. It's kind of what I was getting at before with him is like it depends on what he's doing. If his plans end at Mania, which he's part of the TKO board, so they shouldn't. But like he's still going to be a presence around. Like we can still come back and revisit that, and that's why. Like it depends on what we do to get him to lose, if it helps him or not, you know what I mean? Or even something where they lose that first night, whatever, fine. And it isn't anything where there's any kind of shenanigans or whatever, but it's for whatever reason The Rock isn't out there or doesn't step up and help Roman retain instead or something.
Yeah.
And just like, oh, well, I was, you know, everything's cool for a minute to start like those cracks in there, and we get to it being like, well, you didn't back me up, so now we're fighting at SummerSlam.
Yeah. And I understand it. And then we'll get to the implications for Cody and winning and losing. And, you know, I hear it often where, you know, business is great. They're breaking records, and risking Roman losing would do a lot for the business. No, it would not do a lot for the business if he wins or if he loses. It's not going to affect business. Business is going to be bigger and better just because of the new regime, because of Triple H gives, you know, people opportunities, and it's just it's different, and it's good, and it's a great thing. So I don't want to hear that business will be down if Roman loses at WrestleMania. I just that sounds stupid and silly. But what do you got? You want to get on to Cody's?
For Cody's, I mean, we already kind of talked about what happens if he loses. I mean, if he loses, it's the same way everything I said for Roman winning is the same as applies for Cody losing. It's just like, if he loses, I don't really care what he does next. It doesn't matter to me. Put up whoever, it doesn't matter. I don't care. If Cody wins, I feel like he moves into either Punk or Rollins. It really depends on how the World Heavyweight Championship match goes. If that goes the way that I think it's going to, where like Drew's going to win that and Rollins is then, you know, gone there. I think maybe if Rollins is dropping that title to Drew, I think maybe we get Punk as a first feud and then Rollins, and then we revisit Punk again later on for him to actually take it. Cause I don't think Cody drops it right away to either one of them. But, I think if Rollins loses to Drew, we get Punk first, then Rollins while Rollins is healing up and everything. And then when he's healed up, he comes back and comes after Cody as like, you know, I helped you get to this point. We rid it of the world of Roman, but now I'm coming for you. If Rollins retains, also, I don't know where we go, honestly.
Yeah.
We get Drew jumping into that picture to slide over that way, but that would be a mess because there's a bunch. There's too much mud going on there because he's been messing with Rollins. He's been messing with Punk.
Yeah.
That whole promo, that was – I hate giving credit to Punk, but that promo last night he dropped in Chicago was really good.
Yeah.
You know, who said you were the chosen? Oh, man. Cooking. Yeah.
Yes, he was.
But, I think Rollins and or Punk, depending on how things go with the World Heavyweight picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. What do you got?
Yeah, I think, again, the past three questions are kind of similar, and we've been talking about it the same thing. But I'm going to say pretty much, you know, what I've said for the past two questions. I mean, they made such a big deal about finishing the story. Again, I don't think it's going to hurt his credibility. But as a top babyface, it's like, if you lose, I mean – what do you do? I think it's more difficult to say what Cody does if he loses than if Roman Reigns loses. I mean, or wins. I mean, it's easier because he's a heel and there's more baby faces. But I guess if there's anything, it's what you said. I mean, go on one-on-one with Drew, the likes of Drew, the likes of CM Punk, maybe Gunter. I mean, there's some opportunities.
Gunter's a great call.
Yeah. For
Gunter, Cody. That's the next one for Cody. Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Again, no, it's fine. It's all about the big moments here. And if you think about the Yes Movement, if you think about the Kofi Mania, if you think about those movements, like, it ended. Just like everything, it's going to end. And the whole finish the story thing, you know, Cody wins, a big thing, hooray, you know, fireworks, confetti, it's going to end. That's finish the storyline. All that is, it's going to end. And it just seems like it needs to happen at WrestleMania. So, if Cody loses, I think it's going to be more of a detriment to the character Cody Rhodes.
Right.
But if he wins, I think it's just, I mean, it just anything. There's so many possibilities.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
The competitors might be, it might be difficult to find a competitor with what we have in the WWE right now. But I mean, the possibilities of what he can do with it and just what he can, the reach of what he can do. I mean, it's just like, it's exciting to talk about, but then again, it's like, oh my God, if he doesn't win, like, and then we'll go back to the other question, the implications of WrestleMania in the future. Right. If Cody doesn't win, man, I don't know, but you're, what do you got? You're trying to say something.
Yeah, I know.
If Cody, talking.
You're good, man. If Cody doesn't win, it's tough on the implications for the future with everything as well, like in general, but like, yeah, I lost it there. It's just like, there's like with Cody, I got it back there. So Cody winning, having the face champion, like where you go with like the face winning and becoming the face champion moving forward, there's way more options there because the face is like the good person. Like you can always, I'm not saying that I want this by any means at all, but if you're really struggling or whatever, you can have Cody do like Cena did with the US title and just be like, you know, because a big part of Cody's thing has been like, oh, I got to come out here to be, I got to act like the champion because the champion's never here. So now he has the belt and can be like, I am the champ and I am here. And I hated watching all of you hate that there wasn't a champion here to fight. Open challenge. Who wants it? Literally the first person to come out that curtain right now. We're going to have a match tonight. We don't have to be blood feuding, whatever. It can be my best buddy, Sammy. And Sammy rolls out. And it's just like, you said it, man. Like, I respect you and everything, and you slayed him, and that's great. But, like, yeah, if you're giving shots, I will absolutely take you to the limit for it.
Yeah.
And just, you know, and that helps to build who your legitimate challengers are then. Because all it takes is, you know, if you want to flip Kevin Owens again, I look at me go and talking about the, you know, different people that I normally don't talk about, right?
Yeah.
Back to my old standards. If you want to flip Kevin Owens, you want to make him a heel, great. Kevin Owens comes out for an open challenge. Cody thinks everything's going to be all fine and dandy, and they have a good match and everything. But KO's really laying it into him, and maybe he gets a DQ by beating the crap out of him. It's just like, I'm done with this, and I can actually beat you. So when you're ready to get serious, I'll meet you at name the next pay-per-view. And they can have a legitimate match to build to there and have Kevin Owens keep coming out and screwing up the open challenges for the next couple of weeks and stuff. Like,
yeah,
it's all there. It's so much easier to book that for the babyface to win it than if Cody loses. Like I said, I don't even have a prediction of what happens, of like who is next for Cody if he loses, because I straight up don't care. If he loses, I don't really care what Cody does next.
Yeah.
Unless they do something really crazy that I'm somehow not thinking of, like storyline wise, I don't care who Cody fights next if he loses.
Yeah.
In the same vein that, like, again, without some kind of crazy story, if Roman wins, I don't really care who he fights next because I don't.
Yeah.
Everything is here for Cody to be the one. And if they squander that to then give it to Punk when Punk's ready, like, get the hell out of here.
Yeah. Yeah. I think at the end of the day, you know, we're talking implications. I think that's probably the key word for this episode. I think the implications, you know, I think the arrows are pointing towards Cody winning the title. And you know what? Just to end the episode here, it's just like, just thought about this talking for 53 minutes, but like, it's going to be so odd for Roman to come out and not have the titles.
Yeah.
Or just to be called, I guess he'll be still considered the tribal chief.
Absolutely.
That's a family thing. But I don't know, man. It's like custom. I'm so used to like him winning or, you know, retaining every time he wrestles. Yeah. It's just, I don't know what you do. You don't go back to the big dog gimmick. You know,
I don't know.
But it's yeah, go ahead.
That's the great thing about it, though, is that, like, again, that's where, like, it makes so much sense for Cody to take it. He can do that whole thing. I was just going off on there with babyface run, and you don't have to do anything to change Roman, you know? Yeah. Like, it can be a thing of, like, he's a heel that's got to, like, get his fire back, you know what I mean? Like, literally the first, have him, he's already kind of, like, part-time in it anyway. When he loses, have him go away, like, in shame for a while, and then he comes back at some point, whatever, and, like, when he comes out, makes his entrance, and he goes to, you know, have it, like, where he, like, is about to take the, you know, he comes out, does his thing, and then when it's time for him to, when he normally would raise the title, he's just kind of, like,
yeah,
like he's pissed. So then he just has his, he puts his one, because that's all he's got then. Yep. You know, like,
yeah.
Like it's cinema at that point. It works so much better for that.
Yeah, but, you could. And, you know, Paul getting inducted, maybe this is his last hoorah. Maybe he's done. So he goes away. Jimmy and Jay, are they going to be together? Are they going to, you know, fight with the whole bloodline story? Because that's going to continue. I truly believe that. But Keith, give the people what they want. How you can they find you?
I am on X at Keith of the Ring. I'm also on TikTok at Keith of the Ring and on Instagram at _ Keith of the Ring.
Yes, sir. Again, thank you for leaving a voicemail on the answer machine right here on the UW Pod. You can find us on X at the UW Pod, Instagram at the UW Podcast. And Keith, we do have a fancy website, uwpod.com. Oh,